Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Marondura.
Afternoon, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Can't complain. God is being faithful, man.
Moshe. Well, we are going to be, continuing on the understanding the Christian perspective on mindfulness and meditation. And there's no secret formula, really, or posture to make God like you anymore. Now, the meditation is not about gaining favor with God or following a specific formula. Now, Christian meditation is just merely spending time with our Creator and acknowledging His presence in our existence and surrendering our perspectives, our time and our priorities to Him. And with that said, where do we then start with all of this? Pastor, how should Christians meditate on God's Word?
I think it's not a difficult thing. What I'm noticing is that people may get confused with the wording in itself, Christian meditation, of which it's just a simple sparing of time whereby I've read my Bible the same way that I do all the time. Just opening up my Bible, and just to start with, you know, when you open your Bible in a random way, at times you may not really enjoy the studying of the Word of the of God. Just come up with something in your mind that you want to search for in the Scripture. Find a way to get to it. When I get to whatever it is that I'm looking for, now I'll say, here I am, but I feel there's something more to this thing. Carefully, I will pitch a tent on that text and sit there and start to put myself in the picture or in the real time when whatever what has happened there was actually happening. And then, okay, I'm going to give you an example. I'm taking myself where there's David and there's a Goliath there. And David is picking up some stones. I'm there. I'm trying to get into the mind of David to see what he was thinking, what was happening in the mind of a Goliath when David kneeling down to pick up some stones. As I'm trying to have that thought, to process that thinking, I'm gaining much more than a person who just ran on top of the Word of God and closed the Bible and went away. Now I'm there. And meditation again. It's something that I'll do the rest of the day. It's not like it's a posture I'm supposed to be in. You have to sit in this way, in this manner, look, close your eyes, fold your hands, fold your, and make sure there's no music, it's very quiet, try to what, no. I can be meditating whilst I'm doing my work. Yes, whilst I'm driving, whilst I'm sitting by the till and I'm serving customers. I can meditating. Have you ever seen people when you are walking or you're traveling with a person, all of a sudden you hear them giving a very big sigh. Now I know. This person has been having something that has been that was being processed in their minds. Until they were like, okay, now I know. They've reached somewhere. But they've been doing whatever they've been doing, but their mind was trying to process something. And in that moment, they get to their answer now, which they've been looking for. So it's the same thing with meditation, which is a bit different from yoga, which is a bit different from other people who would want to meditate in the world out there where they are sitting down and they're folding their legs and they're chanting and humming and whatever. No, that's different from the Word of God.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, how does then meditation affect our daily decisions and actions?
It does affect, because you don't meditate when you don't have anything to meditate upon. Whatever I choose to meditate upon, and this is the Word of God, definitely it will change my perceptions. It will change my character, it will change my personality, because I'll start seeing things that will remold me. make me again into something else. Now, you hear what Paul then says, it's not me who is living, but it's Christ. So what Paul was simply saying there is, my actions now are now coming from the person that I have in mind 24 hours of the day. Doesn't mean I'll be utterly useless. It doesn't mean I'll be divorced from the day-to-day life, but I have Christ in me. Definitely, he will change my way of doing things. So when you meditate, you will see different things. If you are a preacher, your sermons will have a bit of a depth that other preachers will not have. If you are a singer, people will then wonder, that song, it's so touching. It's coming from a person who has meditated, gone an extra mile from where others could not go as far. So it will definitely shape me up. There's no way you meditate, you find something, you're excited about it, and your life will remain the same. No, no, no. The percentage may not be 100% change, but a percentage or 2%, it's a change.
Now, what are some of the factors that may stand in the way of effective meditation? I'm talking effective meditation. Please do tell us more about that.
What will stand in the way of an effective meditation? Now, I'm meditating on the things of God, right? And I've read my Bible. I've read my Spirit of Prophecy. There's an article that I've been going through, which has to do with the Word of God. So as I'm meditating on the things of God, suddenly I will turn on the television, and now there are things that are political in nature, there are things that are worldly, maybe there are movies or whatever I'm watching, but which is just opposite the Word of God. And as I'm watching those things, or I'm listening to the music that is worldly, obviously my mind is now divided. The attention now, that depth now, is already divided. So what basically means is, I will not have now the effective, the one you've been asking for. Now the effective, yes, I'll have a bit of a meditation, but it's not that effective and deeper, because my mind already, it's divided as far as attention is concerned. My attention is not in one place. So I'll get a bit of it, but not the full measure of meditation I was supposed to have gained.
All right. Now, is it possible to read God's word prayerfully and still not really hear from him in any specific or outright way?
Okay. It's possible. I was about to say it's not possible, but it's possible. Why I'm saying it's possible, it is because when I read the Bible, what is my motive? What is my motive? Do I want to hear God speaking to me? Then if I pray and I really mean that I want to hear God speaking to me, he will speak to me. But when I read the Bible and I pray, but my motive there is to get a message that will bombard someone intentionally, and I want to downplay or I want to outpreach someone, or I'm just trying to look for something that pleases me, which has nothing to do with, like, I want to please God, but I just want something that will justify and sanitize my wrongdoing. Then, even if you prayerfully try to approach the Bible with that mindset now, definitely you will not be able to gain what a person who prayerfully approach the Bible with a mind that is clean, that is clear, that is open, that's empty, and saying, Lord, I'm an empty vessel. Fill me. I don't know what you want to fill me up with, but just fill me, Lord. God will surely fill that cup to an overflow. But if you approach the Bible with an intention like, hey, no, I drink alcohol, but I want to look for something that will support my drinking and sanitize my smoking, honestly speaking, do you think God will give you that? You have prayerfully done. But do you think God will give you? Definitely, he will not give you.
Yeah. So now, well, quite nice. Now, lastly, before I let you go, my pastor, how would you advise someone who is struggling to hear the voice of God in their personal daily devotions?
Okay, this will be my advice. God will speak to you, but doesn't mean God will speak to you on a daily basis. Doesn't mean God will speak to you the moment you open the Word of God. Yes, when you open the Word of God, He'll speak then. Yes, fine, you need to meditate. But this is how God operates. He has been like that with the prophets of old. Do you think God would speak to Elijah every day in a way that is obvious? At times, God will choose to be quiet. But doesn't mean when He's quiet, He's not concerned or doesn't care about you. He still cares for you. Just keep on looking for the Word of God. And that, again, the Word of God will come in different ways. Yes, we have got the Bible. We have our hymn now. Again, with the book of nature. Again, God can speak through fellow human beings. God can speak through dreams. God can speak through visions. God can speak through little children. God can speak through strangers. God can speak through even someone we may think this one is sick and not right up there, upstairs. So God will speak. Let's not confine God to speak in one certain way. If God will not speak to me through this Bible, then God has not spoken. No. Mm-hmm. Allow God to be God. Allow God to be God. Don't try to corner Him and tailor make Him to do what you want. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. Allow Him the space. He may speak through a little child and your prayer is answered. He may speak through nature. Your prayer is answered. He may speak through the dreams, like I said, or visions, or something that you will less expect. He will still speak. Allow Him to be God in your life. Just open up your ears, open up your eyes, open up your mind, and say, Lord, speak to me. Mm-hmm. And you will hear Him speak to you. However, in a way He feels He should, as God speaking to His own creation.
Mm. Is it a guarantee, though? I've heard some people saying He can keep quiet sometimes.
Of course, He will. He will keep quiet. Okay. I think that one is very, very obvious. You know, I've got two little children at home. Mm-hmm. At times I choose to keep quiet when I'm in their presence. But that doesn't stop me to be their father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I keep quiet when they're there and they're playing and I'm quiet.
So would you keep quiet when they ask you something?
When they ask me something, yes, I may choose the time to keep quiet. I may choose to respond. Respond in a way they want, or respond in a way they don't want. But keeping quiet, it's a possible thing. However, with God, when He keeps quiet, He may be actually answering with a no.
Okay.
Because there's no way you can say, no, yes, no, yes. He may choose to be quiet. It may be a no. Or He may choose to be quiet. But you know what? Yeah, that's a very powerful lesson. You need to have a relationship with your parent, so that you can tell, even when He's quiet, what are they trying to communicate. You know, with the parents of old, it's not different from our parents, from what we are doing as parents now. But parents of old, when they'll just look at you with an eye and their vistas, and they're not even saying anything, just that eye will tell you what it means. There's a relationship. You now know. So when you've got that deep relationship with God, you can tell when God is quiet what He's trying to say. You know. Now, guys, God is quiet. What it means is this. You can now interpret it because you have a relationship with God. God will never allow us to live in a life of guessing. Maybe it's quiet. Maybe it's His time. Maybe He doesn't want. Maybe He cannot. No, God will never. It's a sign that we don't have a relationship with Him. You should know and be able to interpret. When He speaks like this, no, what He's trying to say is this. When He speaks, when He's quiet, He's saying this. You should know. Know your God, know your parent, in as much as He knows me.
Yes. Lovely and very enlightening stuff, Pastor Marandura. I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Pastor, I wanted to say thank you so much for your time. Okay. It is 15:46 the time here on the Adventist World Radio. I think that network has just gone out. And of course, we have had everything that the pastor wanted to talk about this afternoon. I do hope that he will, you know, enjoy the rest of the afternoon. And if you want to hear more on this, or you probably caught it right at the end, do check it out on our podcasts.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.